T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am with State Senator Kevin Parker, and Senator Parker, you are proposing a bill that could allow college student athletes to earn some sort of compensation. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, you know, I went to Penn State University during the 80s, watched my Penn State Nittany Lions win 2 national championships during the time I was there, knowing a number of student athletes, and, you know, many of them come from tough circumstances. And when I saw the bill that got passed unanimously out of 2 houses in California, it inspired me to do a New York State version of the legislation. My legislation will allow student athletes across the state of New York to get paid for their names, their images, their likenesses. In addition, we are taking 15% of all the money that is collected for sports programs at a particular school and dividing it evenly across the players in every single sport to provide literal pay for student athletes. And they can do all of this while still receiving their scholarships. The last thing that we think is actually, you know, really great about our bill is that we are creating a quality of life fund to help ensure the financial stability of student athletes after they graduate if they unfortunately get severely injured. So if you're, you know, a top football prospect and you get severely injured, there's money in a fund that will allow you to collect some compensation after you graduate.
Senator, what would you say to someone who is opposed to your bill, saying the kids are already getting paid through their college scholarships and their education being paid?
Yeah, they're not getting paid. They're getting some kind of compensation through their college scholarships, and I think that that's significant, but it doesn't nearly match the literally hundreds of millions of dollars that some of these top universities are getting for the work and the likenesses and the images of these student athletes. And we know we've all heard of, you know, the scandals, you know, the backroom deals, the things that sometimes boosters do in order to support student athletes, because oftentimes, you know, the scholarship is simply not enough. And so, like, they have scholarships, they're going to school, but, you know, how do they, you know, kind of take care of themselves? How do their families take care of themselves? And so this becomes, I think, an important part of, you know, just bringing some economic justice, you know, to college sports. In addition, I really feel like this is going to be, despite the opposition of the NCAA, that this actually ultimately is going to be beneficial to them, because I think that over time, you're going to find that more students are going to elect to stay in college, and, you know, because they are now being compensated instead of being one and done. Like, and you're always going to have, you know, exceptional athletes that are going to move to the next level quick, but there's many who are electing to leave who may not, you know, decide to leave otherwise, and, you know, and spend more time in college, finish their degrees, and you know, taking more time and building their life. And I think that's a positive thing for both the universities, the student athletes, and the NCAA.
Senator, you mentioned earlier about the NCAA's possibly being in favor of this, possibly supporting this because players will stay in school. You also mentioned about boosters. How would a bill like this keep, say, boosters from tempting players into accepting illegal cash payments, if you will?
I believe that my bill that provides compensation for student athletes at universities across the state of New York essentially would lessen, if not eliminate, the temptation for both student athletes and boosters to be involved in, you know, illegal activities as it relates to, you know, supporting players. A lot of players need more support than they're currently getting vis-a-vis just their scholarships. And again, we've heard the stories. We've seen, you know, schools suspended and, you know, coaches lose their jobs, all kinds of things. And I'm saying that this provides an opportunity for us to do what we know is right for these student athletes and help pay the way. It's both right from an economic justice perspective, but it's also just right from perspective of, you know, lessening, you know, the unnecessary things that, we're seeing occurring right now around college sports. And so we're hoping that we're able to bring this bill to the floor, get it passed, and get the governor to sign it, and provide, you know, some economic justice for these student athletes.
How likely do you think this will get to the floor of the Senate, considering a lot of the other bills that are being bandied about right now?
I think there's a good chance. I think this is an important topic, a hot topic. I'm certainly going to be making it one of my top priorities to get passed. You know, we're going to obviously have to have some conversation and debate about it. You know, we'll see who's going to come out for and against, and where, you know, my colleagues stand. I'm certainly sure that many of my colleagues have student athletes in their districts that would benefit from this, and I'm sure that they'll be supportive of it. So I'm optimistic, you know, that we can get this passed this session and get the governor to sign it.
Have you had a chance to speak with some of the colleges to get their take on it?
We're right now just beginning that process, and so I have not had a significant a number of contacts as of yet, but I'm hoping by next week that we'll have talked to at least many of the major institutions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.